Hi, this is Aparna Ray from the Technology for Transparency Network, and today I'm talking to Manorama Bakshi, Program Officer at the Association for Democratic Reforms, also known as ADR India. Manorama tells us about ADR, how it all began, its achievements and challenges.
ADR is working on democracy and governance. Halt criminals and those kind of people like who have criminal cases against them, and those who have financial irregularities against them, to stop them from entering the politics, to improve and strengthen the democracy as a whole. And main objective is to work actively towards electoral and political reforms, which includes like reforms in the government policies and schemes, and reforms at government and bureaucracy levels, and good policies for good governance. And this all like we are working in strengthening the Right to Information Act, like so that through RTI like we can attain greater transparency for, and this will help like common general public in a very big way. I mean, main objective is to mobilize the public opinion, to facilitate some kind of dialogue between the policymakers and civil society, and empower the citizens, you can say empowering the citizens, informing the citizens so that they can take good decisions about whom to select, whom not to select, and who can be like future like leaders who can really give them the better government without any sort of like tainted past and those kind of things. ADR started its campaign itself in 1999. 11 IIM graduates, professors, they came together to work towards electoral reform. This was the main story behind it. They filed a public interest litigation in Delhi High Court and asked that these candidates and politicians, they should disclose their criminal cases and their financial credentials to their when they ask for these candidates like their affidavits, they should fill these kind of things. We have already success stories behind us. ADR has won two milestone judgments. One was in May 2002 and then in March 2003. The main thing is that a bill on electoral expenses, it was passed in September 2003. The Election Commission has taken it further, and Election Commission has made it mandatory for the candidates to disclose financial, criminal and educational backgrounds. So that was the main mandate. And even though it was opposed initially, but ultimately, like they had to like listen to the Election Commission, and now we can see that affidavits are available whenever the candidate files for elections. Some of the success stories are that on 25th of January, both Congress leader Sonia Gandhi as well as Sushma Swaraj, they made public statements that they don't want criminal candidates with criminal background to enter or contest elections. And again, the same thing was reiterated by Manmohan Singh when he said that these candidates who are given their tenure, filling their affidavits, they should disclose their details and assets and liabilities and refrain from dealing with those kind of like offenses and all that. So I think that this is itself the impact that is very much visible. Then the other kind of impact that we have is that we have almost more than 1 lakh hits on our website per day during the elections. And otherwise also we get very good response on our Twitter and on our Facebook from the people like who follow us. So this is itself some of the impacts that you can see of our work. Then the major impact is that you might have seen in Lok Sabha 2009 elections, dawns of their political the scenario. Like those who were the real dawns, they had lost the elections, which itself showed like that definitely like our campaigning and our this continuous mobilizing the people at grassroots level has had its impact. that the serious criminal offenses against MPs has come down. To some extent, it has made some impact, and it has on the system itself. Like, you can say that political parties have also become conscious in giving candidature, even though like still lot more is happening, and we need to strengthen the internal democracy amongst the parties. Lot needs to be done. But yes, they know that there are people, that ADR is like a watchdog, looking at what is happening, and sooner or later they may raise these issues at various platforms. So they see that there are people who are watching. ADR actually initiated this concept of election watch. Since inception, ADR has done almost 40 election watches. We have now started doing election watch for that sub elections also. So these are what we are into, like, mainly like election watches. So, and then we are now intending to do election watch for Raj Sabha, to do election watch for panchayat level also, so that there is much more transparency at those levels, grassroots level also. Yes, technology is very important and imperative component. Like, we are very active. Like, we have a Google group wherein almost 10,000 journalists are associated with us. So it's not like we are active through the print media or we're active through the visual media. When it comes to, like, recently, you might have seen we are very vocal on NDTV. We are very vocal. You might have seen, like, in every week almost our national coordinator or someone from ADR or our founder members are talking even on politics, other issues associated with politics on NDTV, CNN, BBC and other channels. Apart from that, we have 10,000 journalists in our Google group who get all the research and information about us. Then we have a tool that is My Neta Info. If you will type the name of, suppose we are talking about Bihar and you want some information about Laluji, you have just type Laluji and you will get his affidavits with everything info associated with Laluji, like how many cases he has. So then we are very active in SMS campaigning, wherein you will get the full information about the candidate, the person who is contesting in your constituency. If you will, then we are using technology as a toll-free line, 1-800-110-440, that's our toll-free line, wherein people can get information about anything they want pertaining to politics or other things. So this is how we use media in different forums. We are active in on Facebook, we are active on Twitter, some of the social networks. This is when we are talking about people who know the technology and who can use the technology. But almost 70% of the people in India are not like, used to technology, wherein we have to use other methods. They are our networks. Our networks are main strength that we have. Like our 1,200 associations who are closely associated with you, they are working at grassroots level. Like, for example, in Bihar, we are having the elections, Anjesh has several other networks associated with them at different constituency levels, and further they populate and disseminate the information about the candidates. They educate the voter about that, how to go for voting and to choose the right kind of candidate and the issues associated with it. So our biggest strength is definitely our network also. The biggest obstacle still is that we don't have an inner party democracy, and political parties are not very open and transparent about these kind of issues. For example, in any constituency, political party is given few candidates, or we have the tainted constituencies wherein you will see that more than 10 people who are contesting the elections, and they have the tainted past, they have the criminal offenses against them, where people have very limited choice. ADR has already initiated like high-level advocacy and grassroots mobilization regarding this. High-level advocacy with the political parties itself, like we send them our reports, our research reports, so that like it is like they know that they are looking for these kind of things. These are their expectations. Or when we have to give candidature, they may think twice, like whom to give, whom not to give. And then we are asking them to be more transparent so far as the contributions goes. We have already filed so many Right to Information Act, wherein we are asked these parties to come out with the contributions, how much contributions they are. We have filed Right to Information this applications before Election Commission, asking these parties and to speak with a contribution report, like how much these parties are getting contributions from different like corporates and all that. ADR should be in that position wherein people themselves will, we will empower people, we will educate them on these issues so that people will themselves like debar them from entering the politics. They won't get a vote again. This is our vision that we are aiming at.